listeners. This is Carl, and with me is Todd.
Hi.
And we have a special guest today, right, Todd?
Yes, we do.
Good morning, everyone. Are you introducing me or am I
supposed
to introduce
myself? I don't know. Carl never does this right. He didn't introduce me last time. Today I'm introducing myself.
All right, fine. All right.
This is Heather.
There you go. All right, we're good now. We're all here.
It's nice to be with you both here today.
Great. All right, so the world didn't end.
It did not.
And this podcast is brought to you by Carl and Todd because we don't invest anything, so it's kind of just by us thinking about it. All right, so the world didn't end, huh, Todd, like you thought?
No, it didn't. We're here. I'm fine. And we all set our alarms except me, so we didn't all set our alarms for 5 o'clock this morning.
Yep, 5 o'clock. We all woke up except for Todd and was expecting the world to end like the internet said.
Right. Heather, how'd it work out for you? You're waiting for an enlightenment or something this morning?
Correct. I didn't anticipate waking up at 5 and the world being over, but they say it's a period of new enlightenment, so I was going to wake up, see if I felt any different. But I didn't. I was tired.
Don't go tired still, right?
Simply tired.
Yeah, all I felt was fear, because I had my iPhone set up, and I just happened to have a bottle of water on my nightstand, and when my iPhone went off, the light bounced off the bottle of water, and I thought I was going towards it. I thought that was it.
The light at the end of Carl's tunnel.
Yeah. Now, in my 5:15 up, thought about it. Oh, those alarms went off. Things were going around.
Well, I'll tell you what. All that wind whipping around, the darkness, the rain, it...
It wasn't... Yeah, it was set up to be something
wrong. Yeah.
You know, then this morning, you know, actually moving on to work here, I thought I was going to back off my road. I backed my brand new truck off the road into the gravel, and I thought I was going to lose it there. So it wasn't a fun morning. No enlightenment, no good things, but I'm here, safe.
Yeah, but you didn't wake up until 5:15. You could have been dead for 15 minutes before you even realized it.
Yeah,
I guess, like you said for the last podcast, Todd, did you order a grocery store factory?
Oh, we're going to bust on me for that, okay? I will create a grocery store factory that just ships factories of groceries. It's coming.
Would it ship grocery stores?
Yes. So with the end of the world, we all discussed if it happened, we'd all maybe come back or have something change, right?
Yeah, we were expecting to get superpowers or something, right?
Yeah. Heather started that one off.
End of the world or not, I just always wanted to have a superpower. And if I had a superpower, which one would it be? Now, I've answered this question years ago, and I know mine is teleportability. It's a useful superpower. It is a practical superpower, and it's definitely one that would improve my life. So that's the one I chose.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, now, would you want to be able to carry people or things with you? You know, or just yourself?
Yes. See, that is if I could have the ability to carry objects, people, I think there'd be a limit to it, how much I can carry, or maybe take one person at a time with me to whatever location I'm going to. But, yeah.
See, I like to dream without limits, so my superpower would be the ability to alter reality as I see fit, kind of like Neo in The Matrix, you know?
I know kung fu.
Change things. If I'm getting attacked, someone's trying to stab me, like, boom, oh, you're trying to stab me with a banana, or like, oh, you have a pear in your hand now, what's up?
It's interesting. You know? I find that to be, like, a somewhat scary superpower.
Sure. I occasionally get that superpower after I get intoxicated. I feel like my reality is shifting. Not just a week ago, I felt like reality had shifted on me for about 8 hours.
Yeah, we tried to do a podcast last week, didn't you? And you were hanging out a little bit there, huh?
No, I was not feeling it. My reality was altered by...
Now, Carl, what are the limits on your superpower? Will the objects or the realities that you change stay that way indefinitely, or is there a time limit?
I'm guessing it would have to be until I chose to change it back, like the knife would always be a pair, you know, until I decided to change it back. I would have to know the events actually happening. It's not like I can be like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to change Mount Everest into a giant thing of mashed potatoes. That would be really delicious.
What would be your signal that we knew it was happening? Would you touch your eye or your brain, or would you, what would you do?
I don't know.
Would it be a sound with it?
I don't think my superpower requires me to do any action.
No, you just happens. Nobody knows what's going on. You don't signal that it's going to happen. It just just happens.
Like, boom, there's a cat on your head.
Now, would it affect everybody around you that you're seeing or sensing?
Yep, that would definitely be it. Everybody would see the same reality that I see. Otherwise, it would just be insanity. I would be able to, technically, or dreaming, you know, I can create my own reality there.
But that stuff hurts your brain thinking about that.
What's your superpower?
Well, we discussed this a couple times, and I couldn't come up with one, so I said maybe I'd be the loser. Yeah.
All right,
the superpower would be not to have a superpower, but then after tonight, or I'm sorry, last night, this wonderful weather, and I hate the rain, it's killing my backyard since I moved in, maybe to control the weather. That'd be a bonus for me, I guess. It'd be nice and sunny today instead of rainy, sloppy, and cold.
All right, I'm changing my superpower. My superpower is now the ability to make Todd make decisions.
I need that. I need that every once in a while.
I like this weather one because you can use it in so many positive ways. So you can make it snow on Christmas Eve.
True.
If, you know, it's your daughter's birthday party and it's pouring rain, you can make it sunny. You can make, like, good things happen for people.
Yeah.
Based on the weather.
Sure.
That's true. But then it's a catch-22, though. Like, say, like, oh, I want to make it snow on Christmas Eve. And then, like, hey, someone was traveling to their grandmother's house and drove their car into a ditch. Wouldn't you feel responsible for that?
I call you.
Well, that's your job to
alter the reality, right? Yeah. Or if it really got bad, Heather, just transport there, grab them out of the way, and we'd all be set.
I would need my superpower to clean up Todd's wrath.
See, now, either both of your superpowers affect other people, where mine is just affects me.
True.
Or,
man.
Like, if you want to go, but I'm not hurting
you
other
have
people.
Choice.
I can't
right.
transfer my power. I'm not...
Right. Once I let loose, there's no stopping it.
Like, I don't see a way that I could negative... How would my superpower negatively impact others? Maybe I haven't thought of this.
I don't know.
That's good.
Well,
what if you, like, teleport it into the same area that someone else is, and then, like, your arm is through their body or something?
Occupy their same space? Wow, that would...
Yeah.
I guess it'd have to be stuff on that, you know. I don't know. Well, your negative, though, is really nil.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like
my superpower wouldn't ever want to be able to alter the way people think or feel. I don't want to alter the way anybody reacts.
Well, how's a guy going to react if he has a knife in his hand and he's going to do something? You turn it into a banana.
The same way anybody who's going to stab somebody reacts. They think they're going insane.
Well, you just altered the way they think.
Well, not by force.
Yeah, you know.
Like, hey, you think you're insane, buddy. Oh, yeah, I do. You know?
I guess.
Yeah, so
I agree with Todd, though, Carl. I think you need I mean, if we're gonna do this, let's do this right. You need a signal,
I'm gonna have a signal.
But what should Carl? Let Todd and I decide what the signal is. If you're ready to alter reality, he's gonna do what? He's going to.
If we're gonna take this seriously, I have to think about it because I can think of a lot.
I feel
of
like it needs to be a hand signal that's just like random. Like,
Heather, will you pick something so I can make my superpower make Todd make a decision?
For Todd. It's all right. The fact that I have a very clear answer to the superpower question is unprecedented because I don't make decisions.
All right. Well, then.
Well, myself.
Heather,
but,
whenever you're going to teleport,
yes.
I want you to have to click a pen.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
a good. So you always have to have a pen on you.
Yeah.
Fine.
If you don't have a pen on you,
a pen
you're
click.
Screwed.
That's like your kryptonite.
And then if in the future when we stop using pens and we go paperless, well, then you're in trouble.
Could you get an app on the iPhone to make a pen click
sound,
but it's still
okay,
suffice?
The iPad tablet clicky sound.
Okay. So okay, what are we gonna do for me here? What do I have to do? I'm going to
Todd's
call
eyes.
Forth the weather.
I feel like it. Well, see, no, that's what Storm did. I was going
to
say his eyes are going to change.
See, that's why the power doesn't work. It's
why?
A girl power. I feel
a
like
girl
a girl.
Power?
I grew up with the X-Men, and now I'm a girl.
Storm.
Yes.
Todd Storm.
He has to drink a glass of water or eat an ice cube if he's making snow.
Oh, so I have to actually
Ooh,
connect to
Ooh, I like
element.
This.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spicy burrito for a little heat.
Yeah, if he wants.
I like it.
If you want it to be hot and sunny weather, you have to eat something really spicy.
Yes.
You're going to get more than some hot weather, my friend.
Water. And
Maybe you have to like light a match or something if you want it to be hot.
Sure, okay.
What is he, if you want it to get really windy or start a tornado, what can
beans.
He do?
He has to go like this.
I
think that'd work.
That's something to think about. We have a couple things I could do there, I guess. Depending on the element or whether I'm going to bring forth, I would have to do some kind of thing. All right. Now, Carl.
And maybe that's what you can throw out to the listeners, what they think the signals for each of us should be.
That's
or the limitations.
Yeah, and we have an
that's
email
good.
Address.
Let our listeners decide these things, too.
We have an email address if anybody wants to hit us up. It's Carl and Todd, T-O-double-D, you know, at outlook.com. So we have that set up. So if anybody wants to send us their ideas of what our limits should be on our superpower, if we're, you know, if you want to even say that we suck at podcasting, feel free to do that. But
I don't want to hear them say that.
No signal. And also give me some signals too. What's my signal for my power? I need to know. And get a good one for Carl. Carl
help
needs
Todd
something
decide.
Off the wall. A punch in the face. I'm gonna alter reality.
Oh, that's horrible.
All right, so that's what we're gonna wait for, and we'll pick it up on that one next time.
Yeah.
All right. So, happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays.
Yep.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me. I hope to join you again on future podcasts.
It was great having you. We hope to have
topics.
You again. All right. Eat, drink, and be merry. Cause a trip bring me late.